Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine. The situation at our border is grim. The cruelty toward the families escaping violence in Central America is unimaginable, at least by U.S. standards. No, we're not shooting them dead. We're not putting them in gas chambers. Yay. But we do have 900 people in cells for 125. We have children in cells meant for adults. And when I say cells, I don't mean the kind that we provide to, I don't know, America's mass murderers who get a cot with a mattress, a sink, and a toilet. No. No, children are sleeping on concrete floors. Children who've been forcibly separated from their parents and have to lie in their own filth. They're not given baths. They're not even allowed a toothbrush. The meals they're given are sugary sweet drinks, instant soup, the kind of stuff that I guess sustains you, but you don't live very well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called them concentration camps, and she was immediately condemned because obviously they're not the same as the Nazi concentration camps, which were set up to murder the Jews that were there. But they're not very pleasant. And indeed, they're a lot worse off than the internment camps that we imprisoned Japanese Americans in World War II, in something considered such an awful point in our history that we've paid reparations to the people who were incarcerated there. Back in the 1940s, as cruel as it was to take Japanese Americans and to take them away from their homes and put them all in prison, at least we let families stay together. At least we let children be with their parents. Today, we're separating infants. Infants that will never find their parents again, because we don't keep good records, and likely don't even know their own names. Now, I realize the Republican Party cares a lot about eggs and sperm. They love the eggs and sperm when they're conjoined. That one cell, that egg and that sperm, when they join together, that's holy. And even if a woman is raped, they believe that that egg and that sperm, and they didn't want to join together, but that should be, forget the woman, the woman's just a baby-making vehicle. That cell should become a human being out of the trillions of eggs and sperm that aren't used. That one is holy. And this is not a show about abortion. But I only point that out to point out that if one cell, 10 cells, 50 cells that can't think, can't feel, have no beating heart, have no brain waves, are that valuable, that genetic material is that valuable to the Republican Party, could they at least have a concern about a child crying, devastated, that his or her parents have left her or him? The three-year-old doesn't understand why mommy was ripped away, why the child was ripped out of his mother's arms, his daddy's arms. The little girl doesn't understand why she's clogged in a room with 900 other kids all screaming and crying. Their diapers aren't being changed. It's filthy. It's disgusting. It's inhumane. It's un-American. No wonder the acting head of the main agency tasked with policing United States borders, John Sanders, acting, of course, because Trump's main cabinet has deserted him long ago, and he can't find anyone who wants to take these jobs anymore. John Sanders resigned on Tuesday because he can't handle the crisis, can't handle the holding cells in El Paso, Texas, with as many as 900 people in a space designed for 125. children in spaces designed for adults, children without their parents. Imagine the horror. And if anyone working there hears my voice, you need to get a phone there. I don't care if you get fired. You owe it as your duty as an American and as a human being to take video of the screaming, crying, soiled children, because this is a black mark on America. This is something that should not be done. This is un-American. People who have seen and were not allowed to take pictures have talked about sick, dirty children, many of them dying, inconsolable toddlers, in the care of other children who are strangers to them. Some poor 8-year-old is trying to raise a 2-year-old child that's not her own or his own, trying to console them, crying their eyes out in their dirty diapers. Excuse me, most of them don't have diapers. I hesitate to imagine what actually is going on there. They don't have hygiene products. There is food like instant soup and sugary drinks, if you might call that food. Now, this is the biggest crisis in American history with regard to our border. And the irony is that Trump felt that if he could just be cruel enough, if he could just be mean enough, if he could just be evil enough, if he could just torture children enough, that parents would stop escaping violence, stop coming to America. What he failed to understand is these Central American parents love their children so much that rather than risk death at the hands of gangs in Central America, they're willing to bring them to the United States knowing they will never see them again. Just to let them live, even to live in the squalid conditions that, to be fair, we don't make our mass murderers undergo. If you commit mass murder in the United States, if you commit the most heinous of crimes, if you sexually molest children, if you rape, if you brutally shot dead and knifed to death innocent people, you get a bed, you get a cell, you get a toothbrush, you get health care. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I think we should provide the very, very minimum in our prisons. But why are we torturing toddlers? Why are we taking 2-year-olds and mistreating them so? Is the goal to make them hate America? Is that the goal? The goal is to teach them that America is a place that detests brown people, that we hate people who don't have white skin, and that we mistreat them to make them go home? Is Donald Trump trying to create a generation of terrorists? Of terrorists that I might have some weird sympathy for? Because if we mistreat people that badly, how can we be surprised when they grow up to hate us? How can we be surprised if they even grow up to kill? It's not justified. Violence is never justified. But what possible good comes out of torturing children? If Donald Trump thought that by torturing children we would get less people at our border, he was wrong. We have more now than we've had in more than a decade. So your cruelty isn't working. Prior to Trump, of course, we allowed children to live in America, to go to school, to live with their families who worked very, very hard to take care of them as they process their asylum claims. And if their asylum claims are granted, they can become U.S. citizens. And if they're not, they can be sent back. But we didn't torture them in the meantime. People who are escaping violence have suffered enough. Why would we make them more? Apparently, they do get hand sanitizer. And they do allow showers every 3 days. Okay. And some of them even have medical coverage, and some do not. They say it's too crowded. They say we don't have the money. And Democrats are rushing to pass a bill to give them the money they need to take care of the children. But the one thing is clear is they're violating U.S. law. The law says that no one can be held more than 72 hours on their asylum claim. They have to be processed and go out of these cells, out of these cages, and into a facility, like a refugee facility for resettlement, or they can just live on their own. Most of them, the vast majority of them, are capable of taking charge of themselves and their families, like the other immigrants that came to America, like your ancestors and mine. They are able to take care of themselves. They're willing to do so. But this is breaking the law. It's breaking specifically a law that was the Flores settlement. It was a law that a lawsuit that was brought a few years ago, and it was agreed to. This is an agreed settlement. It is a court-ordered settlement because we can't give, under the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, you can't give cruel, unusual punishment. And these children have not committed a crime. Did you know that? Did you know that crossing the border without permission is not a crime? It's a civil offense. It's like a traffic offense. Imagine if you were caught speeding and had your children separated from you and in cells with hundreds of other children and facilities made for much, much smaller numbers, sitting on a concrete floor without a bed, without any private space, in concrete cells designed to hold adults for 3 days, not children for weeks. And what's the food? Microwavable burritos, instant soup, and sugary drinks. No nutrition. These children will likely have stunted growth, and many of them will die. The question is, do Republicans who claim to be pro-life, who claim to care so much for any conjoined egg or sperm, will they give a damn about brown children crying out for their mommies and daddies, inconsolable, not understanding why a country could be so cruel? We'll be right back after these messages.
Progressive Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about the crisis, the entirely self-created crisis caused by Donald Trump and his cruelty. You know, I think about the differences between liberals and conservatives. I think about the difference between the carrot and the stick, the difference between love and hate, hope, and fear. Democrats, liberals, believe that diversity in America is a good thing, that the wide variety of peoples that inhabit our wonderful country, that they create wonderful music and food and Hollywood movies and businesses. In fact, immigrants create more small businesses than American citizens, greater percentage do. They commit less crimes than American citizens. Immigrants are the lifeblood of America. I've long argued, in fact, that immigrants are the reason why we are the greatest country on earth, because we're not based on any particular culture, right? Every other nation on the planet has one, primarily one or two or three ethnicities, one, maybe two or three languages, usually one type of people. Japanese people are very creative, but all they have is Japanese language and Japanese ideas. We have Japanese and Chinese and African and European and South American and Central American and all the countries within the continents. And that's what makes America so great. But Republicans, they don't want to be called racist now. So I'll just call them anti-diversity. They don't want newcomers. And they didn't used to be that way. I want to be clear. When I say Republicans, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush welcomed immigrants into this country. So it's not the Republicans of yesteryear. It's the Republicans of today. If you were a Republican and you're no longer a Republican, well, then I'm not talking to you. But if you are still a Republican and you still support Donald Trump putting children in cages, separating from their families, I have to ask you what your values are. You know, a lot of Donald Trump's support comes from evangelical Christians. I don't know what Bible they're reading. Every Bible I've read says you look out for children. You look out for orphans. You don't intentionally make someone an orphan. The children in these shelters, many of them are living in large tents without air conditioning on the very hot border. With global warming, it's very, very hot on the Texas-Mexico border. They don't have basic hygiene. They don't have nutrition. They don't have care and supervision. They don't even understand why their parents aren't with them anymore. Who can blame them? They don't have adequate medical care. Remember, we provide all of this to mass murderers. You know, if anyone I want to mistreat, it's killers. Not little children. Little children who are going to have their development stunted because of what we're doing to them. And who's taking care of them? Not social workers. Not the kind that take care of them in refugee resettlement. No, this is Customs and Border Patrol. This is a prison. They are guards. And while I don't agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she calls them concentration camps, because I don't think they're like Nazi concentration camps, the fact that we're a little better than the Nazis is cold comfort. To say the United States is more free than Nazi Germany is a very, very, very low bar. What do these children want to do? They want to be calling their family. But we don't let them call their aunts, their uncles, maybe their parents in the United States. Can't call them. There's no bed space either. Think how hard it is to sleep on a concrete floor, day in, day out, surrounded by inconsolable, crying toddlers who don't have diapers. We really need to get some video smuggled in there. And I really call on news organizations to go in and smuggle some video out. It is a shame that we have to see it before we believe it. But these are all reports by very reputable lawyers and advocates. And frankly, the Trump administration doesn't deny it. They don't deny it. Donald Trump himself said, we don't want to put kids in cages anymore. And lo and behold, he ordered it done. So I just want to know, if people are Republican, if you consider yourself an evangelical Christian, is this something Jesus would do? Torture little children escaping with their lives? Is this biblical? The Bible tells us that Abraham treated strangers like guests and washed their feet and took care of them and fed them, and they turned out to be angels. Well, it's time that evangelicals read their Bible or demand that Donald Trump stop torturing little children. This is Mark Levine, back in a bit.
When conservatives attack, Mark Levine is ready, Constitution in hand. And here's our favorite lawyer now.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. When President Obama tried to focus on immigration, he purposely focused on serious criminals. He said for those tiny percentage of immigrants who commit horrible, violent crimes, for gang members, we want to make sure those people are processed, those people are put in prison, those people are taken off our streets. We want for public safety to focus on those, not on families with no criminal record, not on little children. Donald Trump has flipped the script. He said, let the murderers go. Let them kill. We only have enough resources to do something, and I want to torture children. Now, maybe that isn't quite how he put it. But remember, there's only a limited amount of resources for these agencies. And in fact, they have already used up all their resources separating children from families and trying to provide them with what limited microwave burritos and sugary drinks and instant soup they can as the kids sleep on their concrete floors without blankets, lying in filth. So if you're using all your resources to torture little children, you're just not going to be able to deport that murderer, that killer, that gang member, the kind of person that Donald Trump complains about when he's complaining about immigrants. Remember, he says that Mexico is sending its rapists, its criminals, and some, I assume, are fine people. Well, what Trump is doing is he's saying, let the rapists go. Let the killers go. We need to torture children. Now, I don't think most Republicans want that. I really don't. As much as I disagree with the Republican Party, I don't think most Republicans are sadistic child torturers. I don't. So why is this continuing? Particularly when it's against the law, and the ACLU, I'm sure, will go back to court and hopefully free some of these kids. Well, I think it's because we're living in a time of fake news. It's always interesting the way Donald Trump uses projection, right? He always claims others are doing what he himself is doing. But if you read 1984, you see that George Orwell, he got the year wrong. He was 35 years too early. But he got the idea right. The idea that no one knows what's true anymore. This is an administration that has built its entire platform on gaslighting. Gaslighting is the practice, of course, of telling someone that what they see with their own eyes isn't true, that fake is real and real is fake. Or as George Orwell put it, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Now, this is something that Russia has long done, that North Korea has long done. These are the people Donald Trump looks up to. These dictators are who Donald Trump wants to be. He just keeps getting restrained by what's left of our Constitution and the rule of law. But I don't think most Republicans want to torture children. Indeed, I think Republicans, when they're trying to say that a woman can't have an abortion, when they're trying to say that a child, an 11-year-old child who's raped, should be forced to have a child against her will, that they're trying to anthropomorphize. They're trying to say that these few cells that can become a child actually is a child. You hear pro-life, quote-unquote, advocates talk about the child in the womb or killing children, even when they're just talking about a bunch of cells. In fact, if you've got a sperm and an egg frozen in a fertility center, and they can be frozen for hundreds of years, you might talk about frozen children, when really it's just it's cells smaller than the point of this pin. Really not much different from a sperm and an egg, which are wasted in the trillions upon trillions every day. But whereas they really have this strong belief in a potential child, when it comes to actual children, where are these religious leaders? Is it because the children are brown? Because they're not Norwegian? Because they're not from England, because they're from Central America? Is that why Republicans don't care about them? These same Republicans tell me they're not racist. Well, if you're not racist, why do you care more about a sperm and an egg that have joined in a test tube than you do about actual children who are dying in our care? And to the extent that they're not dying, well, they're being mistreated, tortured, lying on concrete floors. Apparently, in order to get a little bit of air and a little room, a little breathing space, many detainees are standing on the toilets in the cells. Apparently, if you stand on the toilets in the cells, and it's not like people have private toilets, you understand that every time you go to the bathroom, you're doing it in front of hundreds of people. Not very pleasant. But they stand on the toilets just to get a little room, just to get a little breathing space. Indeed, the border authorities admit that these facilities were never intended to hold people more than a few hours, let alone weeks. That they were made for adults, not children. So why do people keep coming? Again, Trump insists that if we're just cruel enough, if we just torture the children enough, they'll stop coming. Well, one reason is that the violence in Central America is getting worse. One of the reasons it's getting worse is that the Trump administration has frozen aid to Central America. Now, you might say, why do we provide aid to Central America? Well, I know we spent trillions of dollars on the Iraq War saying we've got to fight Al-Qaeda there so they don't come here. That was the argument, right? Well, the argument's a lot more true when it comes to immigration law with people who are walking to our borders. If we can make the rest of the world, particularly Central America, into a stable democracy, a place where people aren't being shot dead and forced into gangs, they won't come here. So rather than spend a very limited amount of money on aid to Central America, Donald Trump would rather spend it on torturing children. Again, I see that as a clear liberal-conservative distinction. Conservatives are all about mistreating people who are victims, whereas liberals are about lifting people up, about fighting perpetrators. Why is it that we are cutting aid to police in Central America who will fight gang members? Why is it that Donald Trump is favoring gang members and gang violence over little children? On Tuesday, the House Democrats worked on a $4.5 billion package of humanitarian assistance for migrants at the border, for health care and private cells and a home for the kids here. But the real answer, I have to say, is not providing better burritos and better toilets. That'd be nice. That's a minimal. It's what we do for mass murderers. The real answer is to let people into America and process their claims. Now, Donald Trump argues it's catch and release, and you never see them come back. Do you know what percentage of immigrants who are released on an asylum claim come back for their hearings when they're notified? You know, they give an address and they're notified. Between 98 and 99%. So when you're paying your taxes, think about all the money you're spending just to torture people that don't need to be tortured. You know, we let people out of prison today when they're no longer a threat to society. We actually say, all right, you've served your time. You're done, even if you've done some pretty awful things. All these people have done is escape violence. No wonder we see Sanders' resignation, Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation, Francis Cisna's resignation. We see everyone running because no one wants to be responsible for this. And who can blame them? You who are running this program will go down in history as a horrible torturer of children. So I don't know what to advise people who are working there now. The president has ordered you to torture children. If you do it, that's not pleasant. Maybe you're there and you're trying to provide some kind of humanitarian aid. That's great. I just hope the people who are resigning become full whistleblowers. They'll turn over video. They'll show the children crying and screaming for their mothers. They'll show the chaos. I really believe that one video of 900 kids crammed into a cell not designed to hold more than 125. Think about it. 18 kids for every cell meant for two. Do the math. I really think that video alone will shock people. In the civil rights era, I don't know that it was the fact that the Selma police blew water cannons on the people marching across the bridge. I don't know if that caused America's conscience to change, but I think the pictures did. I think the videos did. A lot of white Americans thought, that's going on in Selma, Alabama. Sounds awful. Not really my problem, until they saw the video. So some American hero, and if you're punished, if you're court-martialed, then we all need to work together and pay your legal fees. Someone in the government, some do-gooder, someone who loves their country and believes in our ideals of freedom and liberty and immigration and kindness, someone who believes that we shouldn't torture children and treat them worse than mass murderers, someone needs to get a video. And when that video comes out, mark my words, the American people will rise up. I'm trying to encourage you to do it now. Call your congressman. Call your member of Congress. Call your senator. Tell them that this is un-American and it must stop now. But we may have to wait for the video. Sometimes people have to see horror before they believe it. This is Mark Levine. I'll be right back right after this.
Who says nerds can't be fun? It's Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. I've been reading Tuesday's Washington Post. The details, indeed, are alarming. But you need to know them. You need to tell them to your fellow American citizens. You need to call your member of Congress. So we already talked about the fact that the children locked up in the cages and their parents in separate cages because they're separated from their children. I think actually, you know what, as much as living in filth and crowding 18 in a cell for two and having to go on a toilet in front of everybody and sleeping on concrete floors and living off microwavable burritos and sugary drinks, as awful as that experience is, I think it would be better if children were allowed to be with their parents, don't you? At least they could all be in misery together. You could have a mother comforting a child. You know, there's something, a 4, a 5, a 6-year-old, there's actually been a study. I remember this study. It was very interesting. They looked at, I think it was rhesus monkeys. And they were taken away from their mothers. And they were allowed to be on two sort of statues, like of their mother. And one of them had the fur of the monkey, and one did not. It was a cold steel cage. So the monkeys immediately ran to the one with the fur. They wanted to get some comfort from some familiar touch. It made sense. So then they put all the food on the side of the other statue, on the side of the metal mother. So they wanted to see if that would lure the monkeys over to this metal-shaped mother. Cold, but, you know, in the shape of a monkey. And the monkeys, when they got really, really hungry, ran over to the metal mother, gulped down their food, and ran back to the fur mother. Really not surprising. They were little baby monkeys. They wanted the assurance of something familiar. I think even more it's true with humans. I think the ultimate cruelty of the Trump administration is not denying these kids shower, not denying them nutritious meals, not forcing them to go on the toilet in front of everybody else, not forcing them with no beds to sleep on hard concrete floors, not denying them access to soap and toothbrushes and medical care, but taking them away from their parents. I actually think that's the greatest cruelty. And for evangelical Christians who claim to believe in family values and are trying to force women to give up their bodies to rapists' seed, all I can say is shame on you. Shame on you for claiming to believe in families when you're willing to support a president who's being this cruel to innocent families. Lawyers, this is from the Washington Post, Lawyers touring around a crowded border facility in McAllen, Texas, described a 17-year-old girl struggling to care for herself and her infant while using a wheelchair due to leg pain. She had an emergency C-section in Mexico waiting to cross into the United States. Dozens of teenage mothers with young children are awaiting placement. There aren't enough shelters. HHS says there are shelters for parenting, for pregnant and parenting unaccompanied minor, but those are not being provided. Either they're full or they just aren't opening. We aren't sure which. People aren't talking. Six kids have died so far.
Six
kids have died in the last 6 months. About a child a month dies. Thousands have been quarantined because infectious diseases are spreading. Influenza, mumps, and chickenpox because we don't give these kids medical care. Now, if they were out living in America and getting their health care, we wouldn't have these problems. But now we have to worry about the population, about diseases spreading to the population. Babies are being rushed to hospital with diarrhea, with vomiting. And most importantly, they have blocked access to the shelters. It's always easier to mistreat people when you can hide it. Journalists aren't allowed to see it. Public authorities aren't allowed to see it. Members of Congress are not allowed to go in. I wish I were a member of Congress. I would demand to go in. I'd bring a camera crew with me. And I'd make them tell me no on live on camera. There's child abuse. There's neglect. Inappropriate political influence. Because if you know somebody, these things don't happen to you. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues to separate every single child from adult relatives who aren't their parents, separating them from brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles who brought them there to reunite them with their parents who are already in the United States. As I read this report, I am ashamed for my country. It's hard to believe that this country that I have lived in my life, I love, that we've come to this. This is not what America is all about. And I realize that the American people didn't choose this president. I realize that millions of us preferred Hillary Clinton. I realize we no longer are living in democracy, that given this ancient electoral college system, which is undemocratic, that the people don't, the majority aren't in control. It's a minority in the presidency. It's a minority who controls the Senate. It's a minority on the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court judge's majority was appointed by presidents that were not elected by the people, and Senate's not chosen by the American people, because, of course, the way the Senate works is two people in Wyoming, two senators in Wyoming have the same power as two in California. So a population smaller than the District of Columbia has more power than an entire, 40 million people in California. So we don't live in democratic times. It's hard to blame the American people, I guess, when a minority of Americans put our horrible leaders in power. But all I can say is, if you live in Wyoming, or if you live in Alabama, or if you live in Texas, people there still have hearts sometimes. People there still care about others sometimes. Even someone, a conservative, I believe, an evangelical Christian, even an evangelical Christian, I believe, can be humane, can read their Bible, can believe not just in an egg and a sperm conjoined, but actually believe in human life, believe in children. Believe that children have a right to be treated fairly. Believe that children have a right to be treated better than those we've imprisoned for mass murder. I don't think that's too much to ask. And if you agree with me that it's not too much to ask, we need to vote in a whole new group of people in 2020 and 2019 in Virginia. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. This is Mark Levine, signing off.